Grade 7 Conference, Lecture 10, Working with Parents. Here again, I've taken a subject which is usually consigned to the end of a conference as a kind of reluctant addition, oh yes, those parents, and placed it front and center. Now, it's not uncommon that beginning in sixth grade and accelerating in seventh and eighth grade, you find that there are far fewer parents coming to parent evenings, partly because there are far fewer parents in the class as there are fewer children. But even, let's say, if the class remained about the same size, you would find that at the beginning of seventh grade, you're lucky if you get two-thirds of the parents in your class at a meeting. By the end of seventh grade and continuing through eighth grade, you will get one-third or one-quarter of those parents showing up. Now, in our wonderful positive way that we Waldorf practitioners always respond to such things, the usual explanation for this is, well, they know that they trust you. You know, they know you, they trust what you're doing. You don't have to explain anything to them. As if parent evenings are only there so that we can sort of justify our existence or beg the parents, please don't tell the school to fire me for one more year. As though that's all parent evenings are supposed to be, that they're, you know, trust sessions or something like that. So that's, you know, a pretty dire view of what parent evenings are about, if that's the reason parents aren't coming. Or another way of looking at that is saying, well, you know, everybody, millions and millions of people, really liked the first three Harry Potter books. Therefore, when Rowling came out with book five, they didn't have to buy it anymore because they already knew they'd be good books, you know. Huh? It doesn't work that way. If parents are not coming to your parent evenings, it's because they don't like the parent evenings. It's because in their busy lives, their multiple responsibilities, and on and on and on, they, you know, have to not do something or other, and they choose the parent evening. Probably if it was a chance to go to a great basketball game for the dads or a fascinating chick flicks or something like that for the moms, they would go, but not your parent evening. So this is a problem. This is a big, big problem in the upper grades. This is not good, and it's not just that you cross your fingers and hope somebody shows up so it's not embarrassing and all those cookies aren't wasted. And it's also important that you don't feel, on the other hand, oh, thank God, fewer parents, fewer questions. Oh, my gosh, I'm glad that bitch isn't coming tonight. Oh, my God. And her husband is always a little bit drunk. Oh, I'm glad he, you know, this is another way. You know the parents pretty well. Some of them have not been easy to work with, and you might breathe a sigh of relief that you never have to run into them very much anymore. In fact, I can tell you how my daughter's teacher solved that one in eighth grade in a school that I will not identify to spare the guilty, but she didn't have any parent evenings in eighth grade. What she did was to organize the parents in committees, and each of these committees had responsibilities for the major events of the school year: the class play committee, the class trip committee, the class fundraising committee, the class trip committee, the class graduation committee. Did I mention the class trip committee? So, yeah, this is, of course, all that matters in eighth grade, right? Anyway, in that way, she could point to her organizational genius. You know, everything got really done well. And in reality, actually nothing was done terribly well at all. And she eliminated any of those terrible question and answer sessions. in one fell swoop, it looked like the parents were going to get to work together all the more intimately and that things would really move along swimmingly. But she also basically said, I have nothing more to teach you about child development, about Waldorf education, and you have nothing more to ask me about anything. So please be very careful about that. It's easy to be dismissive of parent evenings in the uppermost grades, and yet they are needed more than ever. So here are some more thoughts on why we need them. Number one, just from a simple heart relationship, you know, human being, becoming, whatever attitude, this may be the last couple of years that you're ever going to see these people. You know, generally, you don't run into your ex-parents a whole lot after Waldorf school is over, after those years are over, even if they are high school parents. It's amazing. It's another world altogether. So that's one reason. You know, basically, they're a good group of people. They have a connection with you. They've tolerated you, perhaps even more than you think you've tolerated them. You should really want to keep that connection going. You're not going to know all that many people for 8 years at a time in our very transient existence. So that's one reason, you know, just simply human to foster that connection. Secondly, and this may sound to be completely contradictory, you also no longer have the intensity of karmic connection to those parents that you did even a year or two ago. Because of that change I've spoken about in the sixth grade conference and in this one, where the children are now taking on their own individual karma, the parents' karma with you goes way off in the back burner. You know, it takes a back seat, it's kind of a back seat way on a bus. The parents suddenly are very, very distanced from you. And as I've warned sixth grade teachers, parents, of course, who don't understand because you haven't told them about this karmic change, they're going to start feeling you're unfriendly, you're non-communicative, you don't care about them anymore. You may be doing just as much as you did before, but their general feeling is something is changing and it's got to be you distancing yourself from them. So, what does this mean? You can't just do what you did before. You've got to do more. You've actually got to work harder. Yes, harder, harder, harder with the parents in seventh and eighth grade than you ever had to do, certainly in the early grades, where there's a natural bonding and a natural interest in what you're bringing, and even much more than what you did in the middle grades. Don't let them drift away. Number one, your class is probably already small enough, thank you. And, you know, a parent not learning anything new, a parent not being able to ask you questions, however provocative and so on, that's a parent who in, you know, for any reason, at the drop of a hat, if suddenly they can't keep up with their boat payments or something, they're going to pull the child out right away. And your eighth grade class will be half the size of your seventh grade class. So you've got to keep working with them. And this is very good for you to see. Karma won't carry you. It's not just that they have a destiny with you, like it or not. Now they've got to like it or they won't. You now have, the spiritual world is not pulling you along. You're not just being floated before the parents by an angel. Rather, you've got to work to make yourself likable, respected, and for them to continue to feel that you have something to teach them. And of course, everybody has questions about adolescence. You can only imagine the situations that they are encountering at home. Screaming fits and tantrums and periods of time when your child's giving you the silent treatment or disappearing or whatever. It's a huge critical time. This is another reason that parents aren't coming, because they often fear that they're doing the wrong thing. And they don't want to reveal that. They don't want to hear that everybody else has a happy household, and they don't. But the reality is they should be able to come to your meetings and feel this is a safe haven. I can talk about problems I'm encountering. I'll hear honest words from other parents, and then the teacher will be able to give us some solutions, will be able to give us a deeper picture of child development. So this is essential and critical, that you are there for the parents and that they know, as I hope you did in earlier grades as well, that you always begin the meeting with a picture of child development. Now, in addition to the words I spoke before about the changes that the adolescent is undergoing, you know, in all four of their bodies, parents are willing to hear that. If they weren't willing earlier, they're willing to hear anything now. And I'm also providing some graphic pictures. I mean, not that graphic, but, you know, things using images as well to give some other pictures to you about the changes in the human being at this time, which are directly applicable to parent evenings. You can use that. So let them know you're always going to have something interesting and new to talk about, and give them something they can take home and work with that may make their home life a little bit more sane. And they'll keep coming. They'll be grateful. As ever, and more so now, make that connection with the fathers. The fathers play a large role now. Once individual karma appears in the astral body of the young person, then the male element becomes very important. And probably you have your share of single moms in the class. Have, you know, help them find a way to bring that kind of masculine element into their lives, into the life of the child. What can you do to help with that? But they have to realize, again, it's not because they're inadequate as single parents. It may have much more to do just with the fact that the child needs a male element and is not getting it. Maybe you want to set up a kind of dating service for parents in your class. I don't know. It could be lucrative, you know. Something else that you want to bring to the parents of the child of this age is humor. You know, be sure to be able to tell them funny things that have happened in the classroom, witty remarks that students have made, how students have found a way to have self-deprecating humor, which is something you really want to cultivate at this age. Help the children do that. Bring that to the parents so that they know all hope is not lost. Their children may never say anything funny at home, except insofar as it's cutting humor directed at their parents. Let them know that the child within their child still lives on. That's another important thing that we can share with the parents. So now I'm going to go on. In the next lecture, I'm going to speak about go back to the children as part of working with the parents. You'll see what I mean.